Clarity is the ability to see the soul in action in the physical world. It results from choosing to learn through wisdom instead of through fear and doubt. Clarity allows you to experience your fellow humans with compassion instead of with judgment. Can you not see the karma that another is creating for himself or herself by choosing the currents of anger or greed? Have you not made the same choices yourself? Have you not felt vulnerable? Have you not struck out at others? Clarity brings forth true compassion, the sharing of passion with others. It allows the energy of the heart to flow. Clarity turns pain into suffering. It sees the dynamic of the personality that is the cause of the pain and the relationship of that dynamic and that experience to the evolution of the soul. It is the perception in each moment that everything is designed for wholeness and perfection, and every aspect serves ultimately a beautiful learning. An authentically empowered personality sees the perfection of each situation and each experience for the evolution of each soul and the maturation of each personality involved. It sees perfection in the smallest details everywhere. Wherever it looks, it sees the hand of God. Clarity evaporates fear. It allows you to choose the vertical path and to stay on it. It allows you to understand the dynamics beneath your addictions, what your addictions serve, and how they operate, and to make the choices that will disempower them and empower you. It allows you to challenge not merely a force that you do not understand, such as attraction to alcohol, or a drug, or indiscriminate sex, but a dynamic that you understand in terms of its causes and its effects. It allows you to choose consciously and to know why you are choosing as you do. Clarity allows you to see the world of physical matter for what it is, a learning environment that is created jointly by the intentions of the souls that share it. Therefore, it allows you to recognize the effects of the intentions that shape the personal reality of each human at work at levels of reality that are created jointly. It allows you to see, for example, the extent to which relationships between nations have been shaped by the energy of the personality and the extent to which they have been shaped by the energy of the soul, and to recognize that the energy of the soul is entirely lacking at this level and at most others.